The following is a continuation of the class on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 2, Text 20, given by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, recorded on July 21st, 1996, in Columbus, United States.
He was walking with his devotees toward the house of Visharada Maheshwar, who was the father of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And just near that house was the ashram of Devananda Pandit. And Devananda Pandit very loudly was speaking Srimad Bhagavat. Now generally devotees love to hear Srimad Bhagavat. But when Lord Chaitanya heard Srimad Bhagavat being spoken by Devananda Pandit, he became angry like fire. He said, "Who is this rascal reciting Srimad Bhagavatam? This is not Srimad Bhagavatam. This man is nonsense. This man is cheating. He is speaking from an impersonal point of view. There is nothing in Srimad Bhagavatam from the beginning to the end except bhakti. And he is not glorifying devotion to Krishna. Therefore, his reciting of Srimad Bhagavatam is simply a disturbance." And then in great rage, Lord Chaitanya said, "I will go and I will take his Bhagavatam and I will rip it to shreds." And he started running to Devananda Pandit's ashram. And the devotees somehow or other held him and calmed him down. And then he walked away. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! This is mercy. So they walked on, and as they walked, Lord Chaitanya met with Devananda Pandit, Hare Krishna, on the road. They happened to meet, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just went right up to him, and he said, "Devananda Pandit," he said, "you have no right to read Srimad Bhagavatam. You have no love for Krishna, you have no devotion. You have offended my devotee Srivas." What was Srivas's fault? His only fault was he had love for Krishna. And because you have no love for Krishna, because you do not understand one word, one syllable of Bhagavat, you allowed your followers to kick him out and you said nothing. When the guru allows his disciples to engage in misbehavior and does not chastise or correct them, the guru has to suffer the reaction. He said, "Because of your offense to such a great saintly person, Srivas, you cannot understand the Bhagavat. You will never, in millions of births, understand the Bhagavat. You are just a nonsense person." And then Lord Chaitanya walked away. Hare Krishna. And Devananda Pandit was very embarrassed, being chastised in public. And he went home. So some years later, Lord Chaitanya accepted sannyas. And he went to live in Jagannath Puri. And at that time, Vakreshwar Pandit, he was in Navadvip performing wonderful, wonderful kirtans. And it is said in the Shastra that Vakreshwar Pandit was the very personification of ecstatic love of God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally dance through him when he would dance and sing through him when he would chant. Anyone who saw the beautiful dancing and singing of Vakreshwar Pandit would naturally achieve love for Krishna. All the symptoms of divine love were decorating his body at all times. So out of his great mercy, Vakreshwar Pandit went to stay for some time in the ashram of Devananda Pandit. And he would perform kirtan. And because of his very gentle, sweet, and humble qualities, Devananda Pandit was so much attracted to Vakreshwar. And he just wanted to serve him. Somehow or other, by the mercy of this devotee, the desire to serve a Vaishnava awakened in the heart of Devananda Pandit. And when Vakreshwar Pandit would have kirtan, crowds and crowds of people would come to see. And as he would be dancing in the trance of divine love, Devananda Pandit, he would hold a stick and he would keep the crowds back from disturbing his beautiful dance. And sometimes Vakreshwar Pandit, in the middle of the kirtan while dancing, he would go into a trance and fall unconscious, and Devananda Pandit would be right there to catch him and very carefully lay the body of Vakreshwar on his lap. And he would, with his own cloth, remove the dust from Vakreshwar's body. In this way, with great sincerity, he served a Vaishnava. Because of that service to a Vaishnava and that affection for a Vaishnava, all of his offenses were about to be removed. He developed faith in Lord Chaitanya and Krishna due to that service to Vakreshwar Pandit. So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at one time, he left Jagannath Puri and came to a place in Navadvip called Kulia. And while he was there, many persons came to receive the blessings of Lord Chaitanya. First, a Brahmin approached him in great humility and offered repeated obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said that previously I have not appreciated your devotees or the path of devotional service. In fact, I have criticized. In this age of Kali Yuga, none of these people are real Vaishnavas. No one can be a real Vaishnava. I criticized the chanting of the holy names. I criticized your devotees. But I understand now that this is the greatest mistake. I have no spiritual life if I have offended your devotees. Now I am seeking shelter of you. Please instruct me. And Lord Chaitanya gave him very important instructions to all of us. He said, if one drinks poison with one's mouth, that poison will certainly kill one and create terrible pain and disease. But if with the same mouth that you drink the poison, if you drink nectar, the nectar will counteract all the poison and give you immortality. To criticize a Vaishnava is like drinking poison with your mouth. If with your same mouth you chant the holy names of the Lord, you praise the glories of the Lord, and you praise the qualities of the Vaishnavas, then that will counteract the effects of the offenses, and it will give you the nectar of immortality. So at this time, never again criticize or find fault with devotees. Never again. And always praise the glories of the Lord's devotees and chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. In this way you will certainly achieve love of God. So that Brahmin, very happy, understanding the glories of the Lord's devotees, he fell at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. And from that day he was always chanting the glories of the Lord's devotees and the Lord's holy names. And then Devananda Pandit, because of all the criticism and disrespect he showed to Lord Chaitanya in the past, he was very much afraid to even come close. So from a little distant place away, he offered his dandavat, his prostrated obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya saw him. And he said, oh, Devananda Pandit, because you have appreciated and rendered service to Vakreshwar Pandit, you can come to see me. And then Devananda Pandit approached him, and Lord Chaitanya began to speak. He said, Vakreshwar Pandit is the very personification of ecstatic love for Krishna. Vakreshwar Pandit is an ocean of love of God. He is the very expansion of the Lord's own pleasure potency. And anyone who hears the glories or speaks the glories of Vakreshwar Pandit will become purified and be given entrance to the spiritual world. That Lord Sri Krishna has taken residence and made his home the heart of Vakreshwar Pandit. And when Vakreshwar Pandit dances, Krishna dances with him. And wherever Vakreshwar Pandit comes, that place, all the holy places come with him. Bhavadvida Bhagavatas Tirata Bhuta Swayam Vibhu Tirati Kuravanti Tiratani Svantastena Gadabrata. Bhagavatam says the lotus feet of a great devotee, all the holy places are in those lotus feet. Because such a great soul is always with Krishna, by always remembering Krishna, hearing and chanting the glories and remembering Krishna. And Krishna is the source of all holy places. It is Krishna who makes anything holy, holy. So when we approach the lotus feet of a great devotee, we should understand all the holy places are in his lotus feet. And Lord Chaitanya was glorifying Vrakreshwar Pandit in this way. And he said, because you have served Vrakreshwar Pandit, therefore, now you are very dear to me. And Devananda Pandit, he fell at Lord Chaitanya's feet and he begged forgiveness that I am very sinful. I have done so many terrible things and said so many terrible things. Please, may I always remember you in great love. And then Vakreshwar Pandit said, I am a reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam, but I do not even know what Srimad Bhagavatam means. This is very important. If one approaches the Lord, one must approach not that I know, but we should approach as Arjuna, that I know nothing. And in the same way, we should approach the great Vaishnavas and approach our spiritual master. If one approaches the spiritual master or the advanced devotees to try to portray how wonderful we are, I can do this and I can do this and I know so many things, and we portray ourselves in this way, boasting, then the great soul may tolerate us, may act in different ways, may say, oh yes, you are very good, you are very good. Or they may say, you are a puffed up rascal. Whatever they may say, but the fact is, because we are presenting that we know, we cannot receive their mercy. When we come before a guru and say, oh, I have given so much money, I have done so much service, do you want to see what I have done? Do you to know how much I know? Sometimes people even come to instruct. And some people are very learned. Materially, they may even be more learned. But spiritually, they're completely blocked from receiving any of Krishna's mercy by that ego. Devananda Pandit was the greatest scholar of Srimad Bhagavatam, as far as the literal intellectual realm of scholarship. But when he approached Lord Chaitanya, he said, I am reciting Bhagavatam and so many disciples and so many students, but I do not know what it means. Please tell me, what is Bhagavat? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that whenever you recite Srimad Bhagavatam, from the beginning, the middle, to the end, there's only one subject in Bhagavatam, bhakti, devotion to Krishna. There is nothing else. There is not a syllable of Bhagavatam that has anything to do with anything but bhakti. Vedavyasa wrote all the Vedas and Upanishads, Mahabharata and so many other scriptures, even the Vedanta Sutra, but he was not satisfied. It was only when he wrote the commentary for the Vedanta Sutra, which is the essence of all knowledge of the Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam, when he wrote that which only deals with bhakti, then he became satisfied. Then he was joyful. You should understand that Bhagavatam means Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the only path to approach him is pure devotional service. So you always explain Bhagavatam in this way, and you always understand it and worship Krishna as his humble servant. And because you have received the mercy of Vrakreshwar Pandit, my servant, and because you have appreciated his glories, therefore I am imparting this knowledge to you today. And from that day on, Devananda Pandit became one of the greatest proponents of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and became one of the most intimate associates of the Lord in love of God. And to this day, that place in Navadvip called Kulia is very famous. Devotees go there to beg forgiveness for offenses. It is the place where Lord Chaitanya forgave the offenses of all the devotees. Of course, Devananda Pandit also had to beg forgiveness from Srivas, who gladly gave forgiveness and blessed him with his causeless mercy. So Vakreshwar Pandit, we read When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, after he took sannyas, Vakreshwar Pandit also resided much of his time in Orissa, in Jagannath Puri. And during the Ratha Yatra, Lord Chaitanya appointed different devotees in different Sankirtan parties. Before Jagannath's cart every year, he formed 7 Sankirtan parties. One party, he appointed Swarup Ramodar to sing, and in that party, Advaitacharya would dance. In another party, he had Srivas Thakur sing and Nityananda Prabhu dance. In another party, he had Mukunda Dutt singing and Haridas Thakur dancing. And in the next party, he had Govinda Ghosh with his brothers Madhava Ghosh and Vasudeva Ghosh singing, and Vakreshwar Pandit was the lead dancer. And another party was the residence of Shantipur, and Achyutananda was the dancer. Another was the residence of Kulinagram, and Satyaraj was the dancer. And another party was the residence of Kanda, Sri Kanda, and Ramananda and Narahari were the dancers. So in this way, Vakreshwar Pandit was one of the leading dancers of the Ratha Yatra that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appointed. And Srila Prabhupada explains how even today in Orissa, the disciplic succession coming from Vakreshwar Pandit still exists. He made many, many disciples, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and the descendants of those disciples are still chanting and dancing throughout Orissa today. Vakreshwar Pandit ki... Who else's day? Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen was a great descendant of Lord Chaitanya. 2 gopis of Braja entered together into his body, according to Gauragana Dashtipika. And Shivananda Sen was such a great devotee of the devotees. He was again a great example of how to win the heart of the Lord by serving the Vaishnavas. Every year, Lord Chaitanya was inviting the devotees of Bengal to come to Jagannath Puri for the 4 months of Chaturmasya and to celebrate Ratha Yatra with him. So, of course, in those days, there were no trains or planes or buses or taxis or cars. The devotees would walk by foot. And from Navadvip, Shantipur, Shikanda, Kulinagram, all the way to Jagannath Puri, it's a long walk. Long walk. Walking takes approximately a month to walk each day. And there would be many devotees. And Shivananda Sen would take charge of this great pilgrimage every year. He knew the directions very well, so he would give guidance of how to go. He would go with the devotees, and he would also provide residential quarters every night when they would stop. He would also provide prasad for everybody several times every day. He would bear all the expenses for all the devotees for the entire journey to Jagannath Puri. And in those days, there were various rival kings, and things were under the Islamic rule. So there was places where everyone had to pay tolls and taxes to go from one province to another. And Shivananda Sen would do all those terrible negotiations, and he would pay all the taxes. In this way, he was truly a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. And he was such a servant that anyone, he would make no discrimination, anyone who wanted to come with them to see Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath, he became such a servant. He would just personally look after everyone's welfare to the minutest degree possible. And one time, as they were traveling to Puri, a dog happened to join their party. Now you should understand, for those of you who are in India, there are no pedigree dogs. They are just dogs. In the West, you know, dogs are, they have beauty parlors and everything for dogs. Love me, love my dog. People are very much particular about such things. But in India, it is not like that. Dogs are like, they're like little wolves that just happen to be more domestic. I remember when I was in one town in Nepal. In this town, after the sunset, packs of dogs just come and take over the town. And no one goes outside because they'll kill you and eat you. And there were dogs, just street dogs, little dogs. These same little dogs that we say, oh, so nice. But when they get in their packs, they're not nice. They surround. So I happened to be walking in night, and they attacked me. And there was about 20 dogs. People told me, if they attack you, they'll kill you and eat you. They're just like wolves. Some of them were little cute dogs that I saw during the day. But at night, when they get into their packs, they all become very hungry. So they were attacking, and I was pushing them away with my stick, and they were just attacking, and very angry, very angry, very angry. And ultimately, I just broke some door down and went into somebody's house and put the door back. And people said, what are you doing? It's about midnight. I don't know who these people were. And I told them, then they heard the dogs, and they said, oh, you better stay here or they will eat you. So anyways, this dog entered into Shivananda Sen's pilgrimage party, and Shivananda Sen was very, very particular to treat this dog just like a devotee. Such compassion, because devotees see the soul in everyone. And one time they had to cross over a river, and they had to go by boat, and Shivananda Sen paid the expenses of all the devotees. And as they were about to go on, the boatman said, that dog cannot come on my boat. No dogs allowed. And Shivananda Sen actually paid extra, more than anybody else. He paid extra bonus for that dog's passage. And in this way, they went across the river. And every day, Shivananda Sen would cook so much rice, special rice, just to give to the dog. So one day there was some complication in paying taxes and everything, and he had to go a little ahead to make certain arrangements. So he told some of his assistants that make sure you give this dog their rice every day and make sure the dog is happy, along with all the other devotees, of course. So when Shivananda Sen came back and met the devotees, the dog was gone. And he asked his assistants, and the assistants forgot to make the rice for the dog and feed it. So Shivananda Sen felt very bad. He felt because of him this dog has been offended, and because of the offense the dog has left. He felt very, very bad. And after some days they arrived at Jagannath Puri, and then they went to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Shivananda Sen went to see Lord Chaitanya, who was with Lord Chaitanya? The dog. Lord Chaitanya was eating green coconut pulp. And after eating it, his own remnants, he was throwing it to the dog. And the dog, uff, 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 he was taking the remnants of Lord Chaitanya from his own hand and eating it. And when Shivananda Sen saw the dog, he offered his obeisances to the dog, begging forgiveness for the offense he committed by not arranging properly his prasad. And the next day, that dog disappeared. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained, because that dog was dear to Shivananda Sen, because Shivananda Sen showed favor and blessings to that dog, because of that, that dog became so dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Lord Chaitanya gave him his own remnants, and then just to relieve him from this dog body, he sent him directly back to the spiritual world. This is how important it is to become dear to the great devotees and receive the blessings of the great devotees. Hare Krishna. Shivananda Sen, one time when they were taking another journey one year to Jagannath Puri with all the devotees, Lord Nityananda Prabhu was on that trip. And also the wives of all of these great men devotees were accompanying them that year. So Shivananda Sen was caught up in the complications of paying some taxes and tolls. And he was delayed. And he asked the devotees, you all go ahead. You don't have to bother with this delay. You all go ahead to the next village. So they went to the next village, the devotees, and they were sitting, resting under some trees. And Nityananda Prabhu was sitting beneath a big tree. and Shivananda Sen was very late. And Lord Nityananda's personality is supremely merciful, but also very inconceivable. Therefore, he is called Avadut. So Lord Nityananda appeared to be very angry. And he said, "Where is Shivananda Sen? Why is he keeping me so waiting? Where is the prasad? I am so hungry I could die." He said, "Because Shivananda Sen is causing such inconvenience, I curse his three sons to die." Shivananda Sen's wife heard the words of Lord Nityananda, and she began to cry. And soon Shivananda Sen came, and he saw his wife bitterly weeping. He said, "What's wrong?" She said, "Nityananda Prabhu, he was so hungry that he cursed our three sons to die." And Shivananda Sen, he said, "You crazy woman, why you are crying? If Nityananda Prabhu wants our sons to die, then let them die. In fact, for the offense that I have committed to him by being late, we should all die. Even I should die." And he explained to his wife, this is actually his mercy. And then Shivananda Sen went to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and Lord Nityananda stood up when he saw Shivananda Sen, and Nityananda Prabhu kicked him. And Shivananda Sen became very happy. The first thing he did is he got Nityananda Prabhu a nice place of residence in a milkman's house, and then he got Nityananda Prabhu some prasad, knowing that before anything you have to serve such great souls. And then afterward, he began to speak to Nityananda Prabhu with folded hands and such a humble and devoted heart. He said, "You are very merciful. Today I have achieved the ultimate perfection of my life. You have touched me with your lotus foot. Even Lord Brahma cannot achieve the dust of your lotus foot. But today I have received it so easily from you." He said, "Today, my life, my family, my pursuits in economic development, liberation, sense gratification, religiosity, and pure devotional service has all been fulfilled. Because today I have been recognized by you, and you touched me with your lotus feet. Therefore, I consider myself most fortunate, and I am eternally indebted for this mercy." And when Lord Nityananda Prabhu heard this, he became so happy to see how Shivananda Sen had recognized his mercy so nicely that Nityananda Prabhu embraced him with great love. But meanwhile, one of Shivananda Sen's nephews, Shivananda Sen's sister's son, whose name was Srikanta, he was very upset that Nityananda Prabhu cursed his sons to die and kicked them. And he just was in a very disturbed mind, and I don't want to travel with Nityananda Prabhu anymore. So he went ahead and went to Jagannath Puri. And when he got to Jagannath Puri, he actually did something which was against the proper etiquette. And Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's servant, was about to explain to him that you should not break the etiquette like this. He was wearing the wrong type of clothes when seeing the Lord and the deity. And Lord Chaitanya said, "He has come to us in a very disturbed state of mind. Do not bother him." He said, "Better you give him nice prasad." So Lord Chaitanya recognized that Srikanta was in a disturbed state of mind. And Lord Chaitanya simply tried to pacify him and treat him so nicely with such hospitality and goodness and nice prasad to make him peaceful again. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya soothed the heart of Srikanta and gave him the proper understanding of the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Shivananda Sen had three children. Their names were Chaitanya Das, Ram Das, and Paramananda Das. It is interesting because when Shivananda's wife was pregnant with the third child, Shivananda was with Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya asked how his wife was, and he said, "She is having baby." And Lord Chaitanya said, "When she has baby, name the child Puridas." So then when Shivananda went home, the child was born. So he named the child Paramananda, because Lord Chaitanya's intimate devotee friend, Lord Chaitanya's one of his most confidential associates, was named Paramananda Puri. So he was named Paramananda Das, or sometimes Puri Das. And one year, when Lord Chaitanya met with Shivananda Sen, this little child, Puri Das, was just a little tiny baby. And Lord Chaitanya put his toe in the baby's mouth and allowed the baby to suck upon his toe. And in this way, the child achieved the greatest mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and he was completely in the mood of ecstatic love of God. And Lord Chaitanya also endowed this child with such knowledge that he could actually perceive and realize who all of Lord Chaitanya's associates were in Krishna's Leela. And it was this Puri Das who wrote the Gauragana Dashtipika. And he was given the name later on, Kavi Karnapur, which means such a great, great poetic writer who understood the essence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life and teachings. So there are many wonderful stories about Shivananda Sen. What else? Swarup Damodar Goswami. It was his appearance or disappearance? Disappearance of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami was a resident of Navadvip and one of the most intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya during his Navadvip Leela. But after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, he just couldn't tolerate living in Navadvip without Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was in the mood of such separation that he went to Varanasi and he also took sannyas. Although Srila Prabhupada explains many of the external forms of sannyas formalities he did not observe, he took to the life of renunciation in that way and became known as Swarup Damodar Goswami. And after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from his tour of South India in Vrindavan, Swarup Damodar Goswami came to Jagannath Puri to meet his Lord. And it was a very wonderful reunion between the Lord and his very, very special devotee. And Swarup Damodar Goswami became a most confidential servant of the Lord. In fact, Lord Chaitanya made Swarup Damodar Goswami his own personal secretary, who was in charge of his taking bath, his getting prasad, his getting massages, and all the personal services of Lord Chaitanya were under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Swarup Damodar Goswami was the most confidential leader of all the Sakis, the closest friend of Srimati Radharani, Lalita Sakhi, in Krishna's pastimes. And in the mood of Swarup Damodar, he knew the heart of Lord Chaitanya perfectly. His name after taking sannyas was Swarup, but because he would sing so beautifully, he had the most beautiful voice. He would sing kirtan and sing maha mantra. He would just imbibe love of God in anyone who would hear it. So Lord Chaitanya gave him the name Damodar because of his beautiful singing, and therefore he became known as Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, depending on his particular mood of love of God, Swarup Damodar would understand his mind and his heart perfectly, and he would sing a particular bhajan in a particular raga, just corresponding that particular mood of love. When Lord Chaitanya would be in the ecstasy of separation, remembering a particular pastime of the Lord, Swarup Damodar would inherently understand exactly what Lord Chaitanya was meditating upon, and he would sing a beautiful song, beautiful bhajan, describing that leela, just to increase the ecstasy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya and Swarup Damodar were inseparable. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Puri, there were two associates who were the inseparable, dearmost associates of Lord Chaitanya. And that was Paramananda Puri and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Paramananda Puri was the godbrother of Lord Chaitanya's guru. He was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri and a godbrother of Ishwara Puri. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered him always great respect as he would his own spiritual master, showing that one should show the same respect to the godbrothers and godsisters of the spiritual master as the spiritual master himself. That is the etiquette of Vaishnavism. But at the same time, Paramananda Puri, he was always immersed in meditating on the wonderful lila and names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was constantly immersed in meditation and remembrance of the Lord. And Swarup Damodar was constantly immersed in the singing of the kirtan of the Lord. So these two associates were always with Lord Chaitanya. And Swarup Damodar, sometimes he would sing so beautifully, as they would be walking down the road, he would just be singing beautiful kirtans. One time, as Swarup Damodar was singing, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into such ecstasy of love, he jumped in a well. And the devotees were very much afraid. He jumped in a well. Maybe it's a dry well. What could happen? How deep is the well? So they came running to see what had happened due to the effects of Swarup Damodar's kirtan. And when they went to the well, because the potencies of the Lord, which are creating, maintaining, and ultimately annihilating, the activating force of both the material and spiritual energies are all the potencies of the Lord. So when Lord Chaitanya fell into that well, the well filled up with soft, creamy butter. And Lord Chaitanya was very nicely floating in that butter. And they pulled him out. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami was always in the mood of the highest loving exchanges of Vrindavan Dham. One time after the Ratha Yatra, there is a festival, and Srivas Thakur wanted to instigate Swarup Damodar to express his deepest feelings of the glories of Vrindavan. So Srivas was saying, "My goddess of fortune, she lives in Vaikuntha, where there is so much opulence and so much decoration and so much royalty. Why should my lord want to go to this Vrindavan, which is nothing but his forest, where there are just sticks and twigs and grass?" And Swarup Damodar, upon hearing this, he became very happy. And he began to explain, "What is Vrindavan? Where every grain of dust is Chintamani, Chinmani. It is spiritual substance, where every tree can fulfill all one's desires and could supply all fruits, each one sweeter than nectar, and each one can give pure love of God. Where all the water is nectar. Everything about Vrindavan, even the grains are more valuable, the grains of dust are more precious and valuable than the most precious jewels of Vaikuntha." And in this way, very wonderful description he gave of the glories of Vrindavan. And Srivas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and everyone were very, very happy. Lord Chaitanya said that Swarup Damodar, he is the expert authority of the mellows of Vrindavan. And Swarup Damodar, he was also in charge of screening anyone who wanted to come to Lord Chaitanya with any type of presentation of verses or poetry or songs or books. Because Lord Chaitanya could not tolerate rasa-bhasa, or the mixing of mellows, or any tinge of any types of other philosophies. He could only hear of the pure, true sentiments of love of God. And Lord Chaitanya would become so disturbed if anything was tinged with mayavad, karmakanda, jnanakanda, anything, or even bhakti, without understanding the proper relationships between devotees. So he arranged that anyone who wanted to present anything, Swarup Damodar would first read it, and then if he was satisfied, he would give it to Lord Chaitanya. So one time a devotee named Bhagavan Acharya, he had somehow been mixing and getting lessons from a mayavadi. He was very learned. Sometimes the scholarship of these mayavadis is very impressive, and even devotees think something to learn. So he wrote what he felt was a beautiful poem describing the glories of Lord Jagannath, and he presented it to Swarup Damodar to give to Lord Chaitanya. And when Swarup Damodar read it, he saw that he was differentiating the body of Jagannath from Jagannath himself. He was declaring the body of Jagannath to be wood, He was not understanding the relationship between Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath in that sense of the purest form. So Swarup Damodar Goswami, upon reading it, he said, because of this offense that you have made, you will go to hell. This is not acceptable. And the devotee became very, very humble and said, please instruct me. And then Swarup Damodar taught him the proper understanding and idea. And Swarup Damodar said, you should only associate with those who are sincerely devotees of the Lord. You should not associate and learn from others. It will only degrade your understanding. So he was very, very strong, very strict to maintain the highest principles of Vaishnavism. And Swarup Damodar, during the last years of Lord Chaitanya, when he was living in Gambhira, at that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the last 12 years of his earthly lila, he was so much absorbed in separations, the feelings of Radha's separations from Krishna, that he practically remained in the Gambhira, in his little quarters at the house of Kashi Mishra, near the Jagannath temple, throughout the day and night. And there were two people who were his constant associates, Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar. Ramananda Rai is Vishakha and Swarup Damodar Lalita in Krishna's Leela. And Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai were always pacifying and bringing great pleasure to the Lord. Ramananda Rai was always speaking the beautiful narrations of the pastimes of Vrindavan. And Swarup Damodar was always singing beautiful kirtans. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya could not give up their association for a moment. And when Raghunath Das Goswami, the Prayojana Acharya of our Sampradaya, teaching the highest principles of love of God to the world, when he came to Jagannath Puri after leaving his very wealthy family, renouncing everything, Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with him that he made them the assistant of his own personal secretary, Swarup Damodar Goswami. And it was from Swarup Damodar Goswami that Raghunath Das Goswami learned the highest principles of ecstatic love of Godhead. In fact, Raghunath Das Goswami was so simple and so humble that he would not even approach Lord Chaitanya directly. Whenever he had a question or anything he wanted to relate to Lord Chaitanya, he would always do so through Swarup Damodar Goswami. One time, Swarup Damodar, in the presence of Raghunath, he said to Lord Chaitanya that Raghunath Das has come with a question for you. He has given up all of the wealth and luxuries of his home, given up his family and everything to take to the life of renunciation, but he does not know why. He wants to understand what are the duties of one in the renounced order of life. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that actually Swarup Damodar is the perfect authority who knows all the answers to all these questions. You can receive all the perfect answers from Swarup Damodar Goswami. But because you are asking me through him, I will answer. Gramya kathana shunibe, gramya varatana kahibe, balana koibe yara balana koribe. Amani manada hoi krishna naam sadalabe, braje radha krishna seva manase koribe. The duties of one in the renounced order of life is one should not speak idle gossip like the people in general, nor should one ever hear these things. One should eat simply and wear simple clothes. One should offer all respects to others and expect no respect for oneself. One should always chant the holy names, and one should always keep one's mind in the beautiful pastimes of Vrindavan. These are the duties of one who is practicing real renunciation. And Swarup Damodar Goswami was the very personification of such renunciation. Swarup Damodar Goswami, as the Lord's secretary, took notes of the Lord's wonderful pastimes. And Raghunath Das Goswami learned of the Lord's Leela from seeing the Lord's pastimes, from hearing directly from Swarup Damodar the Lord's pastimes, and by studying the notes that Swarup Damodar kept in his diary. Then Raghunath Das Goswami, after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, Swarup Damodar Goswami, unable to bear separation, also left this world soon after. Without his two lords, Raghunath Das could not remain. He decided to go to Vrindavan and end his life by jumping from the top of Govardhan Hill. So he traveled all the way to Vrindavan. He had the Govardhan Shila with him that Lord Chaitanya personally gave him, and Swarup Damodar would make all the arrangements and instructions of how he should worship that Shila of Govardhan. When he went to Vrindavan, he first met with Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and told them, "This is my desire. I will jump from Govardhan Hill. I cannot live without Swarup Damodar Goswami and Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya." But Rupa and Sanatan said that you have heard from Swarup Damodar Goswami the most intimate pastimes of the Lord in his Antyalila. And nobody else knows these things. So you must stay here and you must recite the narration of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes as you have seen and heard from Swarup Damodar Goswami each day.
Thus ends the recording of this class.